Hello, Cincinnati! Welcome to this episode of our podcast, or should I say these episodes, as we have Tyler Stevenson on board as a guest, and we decided to break it up into two parts. We talk a little bit about baseball, we talk about life, we talk about some fun behind-the-scenes stuff, and some lightning round questions. So, how about that, Red Legs fans? What do you say we get this thing started? I just sold out to the perfect condition. Coming alive! So we talked about the one knee down. Are there any other adjustments you made in the offseason prior to this year?
A big one was receiving. That's something that I knew I needed to get better at in the offseason. So spent a lot of time doing that, trying to get better at that. And I feel like it's definitely like paid off, seeing some of the results this year. And from a catching side, that's huge, because if you have an opportunity to kind of change that bat, can make a ball a strike, like that can be that can be really valuable getting us out of an inning. So, I worked a lot hard on that this offseason, and it's a lot of work.
It certainly seems like the lower end of the strike zone is where it makes the most impact. Just
for sure.
Watching, we're talking from a fan's perspective, but they put the box up there so you can see the strikes, and it seems like you're able to steal more strikes at the lower half of the strike zone, or even underneath it.
Yeah.
As you're framing the pitch up.
For sure. I mean, yeah, and in an ideal world, that's where we want our pitchers to be at, like, just because there's not a lot of damage on that part of the zone. So if you can get guys just like swinging some pitches down there, then you're going to be in a good spot. And if they can land some pitches and I can get them for strikes, like that's even more important.
Yeah, I think they were talking about that on the broadcast the other day. One of the coaches was mentioning the one knee down stance, and he called it the rail, that bottom part of the zone.
Yeah.
So what do you say we switch it up and we'll call it do some lifestyle questions here? So with Savannah, is that going to change anything for you and your hobbies going forward, do you think? I mean, what kind of stuff are you into? How's that going to affect things for you in the off season when you got time?
I don't know. So I do enjoy golfing, but that may be a little more limited now that I got to spend some time with her and stuff. But at some point we would like to be moving to Charleston. That would kind of be our end goal. So I don't have a boat or anything yet, but I know when we do get there, I would love to have a boat and be able to go out and fish. So, I don't know, that'll be something in the next couple years to kind of think about, and that'd be great to be able to take her out on the boat and be able to go fishing. That'd be, I think, something that'd be a lot of fun and I would enjoy it. But, if I can get out and get with Graham and do a little hunting trip, then we can maybe see, I don't know. I got to check with Mama first and see where we're at. And
well, it seems like you've learned rule number one: if Mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Yeah. So maybe I can flip it too, and I'll take the baby for a weekend and she can go with her friends to the beach or something. So
dude, that's the way to do it. Trust me. But speaking of Charleston, you want to get a boat, get into fishing? Just call me, because the company Hook, they're out of Charleston. I know their marketing director. I know a bunch of guys at Freeman Boatworks. I know a bunch of charter captains in Charleston, Shimano. There's a bunch of fishing brands and guys I know in the Charleston area.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So we were actually down there this off season, and my sister-in-law, her fiance, he has a boat, and we went out fishing with them and stuff. And we actually saw the owner of Freeman Boats. We're just driving around, and we passed his house, and he was actually on his boat, had a big old Freeman. It was sick.
Yeah, the big 47.
Oh yeah, it is a beautiful boat.
Those things are a monstrosity out of the water.
Yeah,
I had to film for him at the Miami Boat Show like 5 or 6 years ago, and they're like, yeah, well, you know, get the helicopter up, get some running shots of the boat. I was like, yeah, I'll bring my drone. They're like, no, helicopter. I was like, what do you mean helicopter? They're like, oh, we're going to put you in the helicopter because the drone's not fast enough to keep up with our boats. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So it was like 5 foot seas and they were running 55 miles an hour. And even the helicopter pilot's like, dude, I do this for a lot of boats. I've never seen one eat 5 foot seas like that before.
Brushing them.
Oh, yeah.
They're beasts of a boat.
They're smooth, too.
I wouldn't know. I've never been invited on one yet.
Here it goes.
I'm just saying.
Oh, shoot.
I just hope, Tyler, that when your daughter gets to become an adult and, you know, has access to all of these things, she invites you to partake in them from time to time. I'm just saying.
That'd be great.
So is that what got you interested in hunting, is Graham telling his tall tales in the clubhouse?
Yeah. I mean, I never grew up really being around hunting. Parents didn't really, my dad never did. But ever since I've been like in baseball, that there's so many guys that do it in the off season. And that's something at some point, I wouldn't mind getting into, because everybody loves it. And obviously hearing Graham tell all of his stories and Arkansas and whatnot, like, it would be fun to get into at some point.
Well, if you go with him, you better be prepared to strap the feed bags on, because homie likes to eat while he's hunting.
Yeah.
Not just back at camp either.
Nah, he cheats. He's taking his jet boil to the stand, making biscuits and gravy. I'm like, that ain't hunting, dude. What are you doing?
That's great. That'd be great.
Nah, see, I go with the Lunchables.
Lunchables, that's a classic.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
So speaking of Graham liking to eat, let me ask you this. Who on the team is the best cook or grill master?
Ooh. Wow.
Because you're going to have to know this if you want to get into hunting and fishing, because hunting and fishing goes hand in hand with eating. Or a bunch of fat boys.
I would say it's either between Luke Maley or Graham. Because I know in spring training, Graham's done some like cookouts and stuff before. I think he's done like ribs and stuff. And then in spring training, we did a little golf trip, like overnight trip on an off day. And Luke cooked up some steaks and they're great. So it's got to be one of them too.
So where do you fit into the equation then?
I'm basic. I don't know. I'm all right when I need to. It's a lot of pressure though. When you're cooking for people, it's stressful.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
it worked out perfectly at the crawfish boil, because I get there, he puts me on the green egg. I'm just cranking out steaks. I'm not watching people eat them. You guys were hundreds of yards away from me. I couldn't see you. So I was like, I'll just keep throwing the steaks out there. And if I don't get any complaints, I'll keep cooking them like I am.
Yeah, it's stressful. I mean, I've done, I've got a Traeger at home, and I've done a brisket before for me and my wife. And we were thinking, like, having a party one time and doing one. I'm like, man, that's so much pressure. Like, I don't know. I need a little bit more experience and some reps with it before I feel confident enough to have a party and have brisket, because I don't want to be the one that messes it up.
Yeah.
Dude, you deal with pressure every day of your life.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
I'd rather go play a game than cook in front of people, and I'd probably be more stressed out about that.
You need to make a pizza on that thing.
We have.
Dude, it's so good.
It was a New Year's Eve party, and we ended up doing pizzas instead of the brisket.
It's so good. I did a make-your-own pizza party one time. I had, like, all the ingredients out in bowls on the table, and people got their own little couple of slices to make however they wanted to, and I was just over there. I had the big green egg XL and a Traeger going at the same time. I'm over here flipping pizza, sweating my butt off in the Florida heat.
Oof. Yeah, cooking pizza. I'm a big fan of doing your who's a bet? Graham just texted, ask Clayton if he is scared to lose the bet of the buck on me.
I don't know. I'm not really scared. I think he might have gone a little bit over on his guess, to be honest with you.
I don't know. That's as wide as I've seen him for this time of year. That's a big
buck. That's the one from last year, right? That it's the same one.
Yep.
Big boy.
Yeah. And there's a couple more not far off from it right now.
Yeah. No, tell Graham I'm not scared.
Deal. I'll let him know.
All right, Dad, you want to lead it off with the lightning round questions here?
Yeah, this should be pretty easy. What is your favorite cut of steak?
Ooh. Filet.
Favorite Pop-Tart. It's important for deer cake.
Brown sugar.
My man.
Amen. Sauce or dry rub?
I'm a big sauce guy.
You're flying commercial, aisle or window?
Window, every time.
You're from the South, sweet or unsweet tea?
Oh, come on. Sweet tea.
All right. Well, you know, you got to stay thin.
Yeah.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
White or warm Christmas?
I like a white Christmas. I mean, we don't, growing up in Atlanta and now in South Carolina, it's usually pretty hot, but there's a time when I grew up, when I was younger, we did have a white Christmas, which was really cool.
Do you have a classic movie?
Classic movie. Forrest Gump.
Do you have a weird food that you eat?
Weird food. I love every food. I don't know if there's anything too weird.
Does that include Skyline Chili?
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, you guys. Sweet baby.
You need to get in line behind Andrew and Graham.
Everybody, I know. I'm in trouble. I've had a few interview stuff, and I need to do that. I'll do it at some point this year.
What's your go-to places in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky?
I mean, Soto is kind of a staple, really good place. Me and my wife's probably favorite spot. Crown Cantina, a little Mexican place down in downtown. Mad Tree Brewery up in like Oakley, we go to it a lot, which is a fun spot.
Hold on one sec. Are you living in the same place as last year?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to go to Rio Grande.
Rio Grande?
Yep.
Rio Grande. Oh, okay. Right here in Newport.
Yep.
Okay.
Now we always get the chicken fajita nachos, but you can get whatever you want.
And they are a lot.
It's a lot of food?
Oh. Yeah. It's a gram size portion.
Gram size portion.
Speaking of Graham, what's your favorite firearm?
Favorite firearm?
Yeah.
AR?
Okay. What is your superpower off the field?
Superpower off the field.
Pretty soon it's going to be changing diapers.
Yeah, I did that a lot. I've got a really weird thing. Like let's just say like my wife, she puts her phone somewhere. Like I've got like a weird like memory that like I can like remember where things are at. It's just like, oh, like she put something down. And I can see her do it. And then like, I know exactly where it's at. I don't know. It's a weird, like, so I don't know. It's a weird thing that I can do.
I know what you're talking about. I get that sometimes. It's almost like a semi-photographic memory.
Yeah. It's like I can like go back in time and see like, oh, she put her phone on the counter behind this. And it's like, oh, there it is.
Wow. Better you than me. I can't do that. All right. So present company excluded. We're talking the Reds. Who's the dog on the team?
Who's the dog?
Yeah. Athletes are always talking about dogs. I learned from watching, what's that HBO special?
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. NFL players have a two-word vocabulary, fuck and dog. I'm hoping baseball players have a higher level IQ and more expansive vocabulary, but that's all that NFL players know.
Like who's got the dog in them type of thing?
Yeah. Who's got the dog in them?
I mean, India, just how he plays and he's just always out there ready to compete.
Who's the team comedian?
Comedian. Oof. Spencer?
Spencer? He seems quiet. Yeah. Well, that wouldn't surprise me. Who's the funny. Best dressed?
Best dressed. I'll go Maley. He, on the flights, he's always dressed up nice.
All right. Who's a future coach on the team?
Future coach?
Yeah.
Ooh, I would either say Maley or me. I don't know. I've always thought about wanting to get into it, but I think Maley would be a really good coach.
Actually, you were mentioned as the answer in a previous podcast. So
really,
that was Graham's answer.
From Graham.
Yep, he also said Maley's best dressed.
There you go.
Who's a future CEO?
CEO Suter, Harvard grad.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Now I am going to have to roast Graham because his answer was CEO? Nobody.
Yeah. Harvard grad. Suter, for sure.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know he graduated from Harvard.
Yeah.
I did. And he's quite an environmentalist, which resonates well in public companies these days. Sustainability. Everything's about sustainability. Who's the teammate you'd most want in a foxhole with you?
Graham.
Last question. This one's not so easy. You're at a bar. You're going to have one person on your left, one person on your right. Two people that are living. Who would you want to hang out at with a bar? Doesn't have to be anyone on the baseball team. So for me, as an example, I always find Owen Wilson to be, his humor aligns with my sense of humor. So I could hang out with him all night. On the other side of me would be Charles Barkley because he gets to say things I'd never get away with. So those two, I'd have a great night at the bar.
Wow.
The good news is there's no right or wrong answer here.
I'll go Will Ferrell for one of them. Huh. And then one more. It's going to be an athlete. Wow. This is tough.
Athlete because of stories or like motivational purposes? What?
I guess Bench. Johnny Bench. I mean, being a catcher.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, Johnny Bench, for someone his height, his hands are massive.
They are. I've got big hands as well, but I think he's got me beat.
Yeah, he used to show how many baseballs he could hold with just one hand. It was like five of them or something.
Yeah.
Crazy. Because he's not tall.
No. But he's got some paws on him, that's for sure.
Yes, he does.
Other than that, unless you got any questions for us, I think we're good, man. Yeah.
Wish you all the best with the rest of the season and the new addition to the family.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to see him.
All right. Well, thank you, buddy. Cool. We'll let you get back to your day. Good luck tonight.
Perfect. Appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thanks, man.
Thanks again.
See you, buddy. Cheers. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for joining us on this week's episode. We had a lot of fun with Tyler. Next week's going to be just as much fun. So until then, whatever, whatever. See y'all next week.